Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Campeones, we are live on Churros y Tácticas Twitter, and we are live on D-Spot as well. Got two cams going at the same time. Welcome to Churros y Tácticas. This is your Tuesday pod coming at you. It's the 15th of March. I got my hands up like this is a stick-up. Like I'm being robbed because I'm being attacked from two sides at the same time. It's a solo sesh today. Churros coming at you just with yours truly. Because Mr. Jet Setter is still out and about. Traveling the globe as he does, Kian will not be making today's podcast. So I decided to do the old switcheroo, the 1-2 punch, okay? The double fisting, if you want to go that way. This is Churros. I'm allowed to be a little bit X-rated, especially with the better Canadian half not on. Still got the hands in the air. I don't know. I just feel like I'm this is a stick-up. In any case, we're coming at you because... wanted to try this little bit different, okay? Like I said, Kian is not here, so it's the time to kind of innovate and see how this sort of thing could go, where I'm streaming live on Twitter at the same time as streaming live, in this case, on my YouTube channel. But fear not, I'm, of course, going to upload this, the audio file, onto the Spotify's, the Apple Podcasts, and all of the usual places where you would be listening to your Churros y Tácticas, normally. So, for the longtime viewers of D-Spot, since I'm streaming on my YouTube channel, hello D-Spot, good to see D-Spot again. For those folks on Twitter Live, if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, it's right here. Go over here to this camera where I'll be talking to you on D-Spot coming on YouTube. It's the channel that got me going. It's the channel that got me flowing. It's the channel that got me stowing. Don't know what that means, but I'm rhyming. I've got one viewer on each side. Listen, we're going to be talking about, of course, match day 28 of La Liga Santander, which saw Barça host Osasuna over at the Camp Nou. That is the game that I covered the most. Surprise, surprise. We, of course, will be overgoing some other big La Liga results as well. Madrid, like I said, they do not lose. Picking up a big win in San Mois, as well as Atletico against Cádiz at home at the Wanda. In terms of clubs that are ahead of Barça, that are we looking to leapfrog in the near future. Sevilla dropping big points, of course, against Rayo. Seems that Rayo's free fall sort of come to a halt, and at least they picked up a point at home against Sevilla. Not an easy task to do, for sure. And, of course, more in the interesting case, the much more interesting case for Barça fans is that it allows Barça to just sneak up a little bit closer to Sevilla, to that number two spot, just 5 points off at the moment. And in the case we do win that game in hand, of course, against Sevilla, my cachis, then we would actually leapfrog them. We would be overtaking them. So, good times, good game. Let's start with Barça Osasuna, 4-0. if I'm not mistaken, we're repeating the same result that we played the last time that we played them in the Camp Nou, and goals that day coming from some beautiful goals from Griezmann, that volley, and Messi scoring a penalty, I want to say, on the day as well. Anyways, that was last year. This was now. It was a great game. It was, in that sense, a fantastic way for Xavi to get some momentum again, get some, you know, that hype and belief, that enthusiasm and optimism going again in the case for Barca ahead of a very big clash, of course, in the round of 16s in the second leg, where we play in Istanbul in 2 days' time. And after having drawn against the Turkish giants at home, Barca needed a way to get back, of course, to goal-scoring ways, and why not doing so de manera contundente, right? By overwhelming and convincing fashion, by beating up poor Osasuna with a 4-0. Osasuna that did come, Arrasate, of course, with big injuries and players missing on his own part. The biggest one, obviously, Chimi Avila, the player that managed to snatch away 3 vital points from Barca in that first half of the season with that late equalizer, things ending 2-2 on that occasion. In quite dramatic fashion, of course, that was then. And this one around, a lot more convincing. We managed to see Xavi's side again with a lot of intensity all around. I believe from start to finish, I felt that the team looked a lot more hungry, looked a lot more ambitious, looked a lot more alert, and also willing, of course, and with the conviction, really, to get this game done and dusted in the quickest way possible. Luckily, Barca were able to do so thanks to a very inspired Ferran Torres knocking in a brace for himself. It looked like he was going to get a hat-trick going. It looked like, I mean, he was hungry for it. I tweeted it. And saying hat-trick incoming in the case of Ferran Torres, I really did believe that he was going to get it on the night. Seemed like he had a little extra motivation potentially even coming from the stands. So they say, but in any case, of course, it started off with a penalty call on Gabi, Pedri, I should say. And was it Pedri or was it Gabi? Oh, shit. I think it was Gabi. No, it was Gabi. It was Gabi. Penalty call on Gabi that Ferran Torres, quite honestly, put in with more... more conviction than I thought. With more, he looked very confident on that penalty, and that penalty that he took, very convinced into which corner he was going, sent Herrera completely the other way, and very good for his confidence, of course. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit holding my heart. That's why I'm sort of sitting straight from this moment and getting ready to. I was getting ready to you know, maybe that not seeing go in, and luckily it did. I was very happy for him, and it did a world of good for his confidence as well, because, of course, the 2-0 also came thanks to Ferran. And let me see if I can pull up the highlights, and I might have to turn this around, although I would be violating, of course, all kinds of copyright rules, which we don't want, but... Well, even if it's just for me, fuck. Jesus Christ. Squeeze me. Little bit too much volume on that advertisement there. But yeah, so the 2-0 also coming from Ferran. And it was just, I mean, it was a brilliant night for him. Good for him to pick up, of course, those goals. And with that, if I'm not mistaken, is it 5 goals in 6 games? I think it is 5 goals in 6 games since he's arrived. Can we not do that? And setting him up perfectly for this very big game indeed against Galatasaray. Let me pull this a little bit closer. Hello, 2 viewers. In case you're just tuning in over on the Churros Twitter feed, it is a Churros solo sesh. Kian is not here, but your boy is coming at ya live, okay? Tanto on Twitter como en YouTube on D-Spot. Fear not, I am going to put the audio on the usual channels where you will hear your podcasts, your Spotify, your Apples, and then somes. For the moment, look, Kian isn't here. The mister is jet-setting around the globe, so I'm coming at you. make sure you drop in questions. Hey, this is a live session here. Hello. Make sure if you got any questions to drop them in the comment section, because we're just going to be riffing a little bit. I am happy to be streaming alone again, and we're just going to be riffing on this sesh and doing it old school style, D-spot style, all right, where you get to participate. So ask away. Coming with you as well. All right. Thank you. You know what time it is. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. Let me entertain you. All right. So on we go to Ferran Torres. Let me just finish off. Brilliant second goal, putting that one in between the legs of Herrera. I mean, the boy was feeling him. He was clearly getting extra motivation coming from the stands. Ooh. Yeah, that was a nice golazo. And set it up the evening perfectly for Barca really to get this game done and dusted with in the first half, and obviously have half the mindset already on Thursday's clash. Dembele, what a game he had. Massive assists all around. I believe in this game, picking up another two assists. The boy is fundamental, all right? He's doing good. He's doing very good. I'm not going to shy away from it. I hope he does stay. I really, truly does. And Hold on a second here. Churros coming at you live. Boom. There. A little less dark, a little bit more light on my face, a little bit more of a greasy forehead. All right, now we're cooking. So, like I said, drop in some questions, man. Well, I'm actually ignoring my YouTube chat. That's where all the questions are coming from. The D-Spot fans know what's up. I know I don't do it often, but every now and then I'll pop the trunk and go live. Let me go to my YouTube channel to see if any questions are coming in. In the meantime, welcome to Churros, the solo sesh. All right, now we're cooking. Okay. Be quiet. Now I see this chat. All right, now we're going. Let's continue, shall we? Great evening, great night for Dembele. Picking up another couple of assists on the night. He's doing just fantastic. I'm delighted to see him gel so well with his current team. It seems that him and Xavi are gelling very well. There's a good understanding. Despite this, probably it's an unspoken understanding. I don't imagine there's massive conversations going on with Dembele. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Xavi and him have a report, a back and forth frequent of an exchange of thoughts and ideas and, you know, football philosophy. I hope so. I truly do, because I think if there's anybody that can convince Dembele that he's at the right place, and where else is he going to be any better than at Barca? I'm asking that question. I'm asking it. I'll let in somebody else answer, because I think I know the answer. I don't think he'll be better anywhere else. I think in terms of team, in terms of a project having been built around him, really. I mean, okay, Adama has obviously come in terms of direct competition. We were all of the impression that at least the intentions were there to, have him shipped off during the winter. There's no denying that. The club has been very public about that. So for that not having gone through, and now the case being where, of course, he is staying at least until the end of the season, this is the best way to it's a win-win situation at the moment. It's the best way to have the best outcome to have possibly happened for the time being, of course, because Dembele is just showing utmost professionalism, and Barca are also not sticking to their say, stubborn guns of not of pushing him to the sidelining and not letting him play, because he offers this team so much. Like him or dislike him, what Dembélé provides to this team is something that Adama has got a completely different approach, and he's doing excellent. And I don't want to take anything away from Adama. I mean, I would even love to see, what's that noise? Is that coming from YouTube? Dembélé on the left and Adama on the right. You understand? You understand? But Dembélé has a different approach, and he has a different vision of the game, and he has a completely different style of play that I think throws, I was going to say fellow teammates, but definitely defenders off. Even if, sometimes you see the reactions of a Memphis, right? Like when he got the assist passed to him in the last game against Athletic Club, right? The 3-0 it was. And he was shaking his head, pointing at Dembélé, going, Dembu's going like, that was sick. That was insane. So I think he surprises both teammates and opponents alike. And he's a special player. I think we can all agree on that. Even if we don't, our expectations are very high. We want more from him, perhaps more consistently as well. And why not the Bernabeu? Imagine an amazing Dembélé performance in the Bernabeu and have Florentino pay us 120 million to then transfer him or sign him from Real Madrid. Obviously, we would get him for free. But be that as it may, whatever will happen to Dembu's, I wish him well. Look, man, I appreciate the way he's finishing off this season. I really do. He could have... him or his agent could have been extremely, stubborn or maybe rebellious and just, they obviously have to think of their own stock as well, because they're in the market, right? They're literally trying to sell. This is their presentation card. They're trying to sell themselves to the highest bidder at the moment and the best bid. So they're in the market right now looking for a team, a contract, and it's in their interest to be playing as well. So, like I said, for that case, it's a win-win situation for both. I think he's going to finish off the season well. I don't even want to mention the I word in case of. All right, so I've thought about it. I don't want to jinx nothing. I'm not going to say it. Let's just, hope for this version of Dembélé consistently. And until the end of the season from here on in, and help us stay in the top four, compete for top two, and win the Europa League. Yes, he is. Hey, there are questions coming in. Like I said, questions from YouTube, because the D-Spot fans know what's up. And they're the loyalists. The loyalists. I'm Churros fans as well. But what I have one viewer on the Churros live stream. I thought Twitter would be doing a little bit better with the algorithm to push this live stream coming at you from the Churros Twitter account, okay? Julius Ferrer, ¿qué pasa? HD Great One. I'm doing this because it's I cannot see the screen. The light is blinding me. What's poppin', yo? I think he'll go to PSG. Julius Ferrer, PSG or Chelsea is my guess. Rafinha to Barca. Chelsea ain't buying nobody. Maybe post takeover. The word is indestructible. No. Okay, well, the word is indestructible. Right. Exactly. I gotcha. Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. What's that movie with Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis where, they're the complete opposite? They're both superheroes, except that Samuel Jackson is incredibly fragile and breaks his bones thousands of times a day. and Bruce Willis is, like you said, indestructible. Anyway, it's an underrated movie, I would say. I don't know if it's Marvel, but it's underrated superhero movie. I feel like somebody's writing me from somewhere, but I keep hearing this like strange noises. Unbreakable, thank you, Ash the Great One. All right, corny noises. That's what's up on D-Spot and Churros. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, fear not. I am going to put this audio file on the usual Spotify's, Apple Podcasts, and all the hosts where you normally listen to your churros, your trusty churros podcast. Ash the Great and Julius Ferrer. In case you have not been watching or, you know, listening to churros, because D-Spot is fun, but I cannot broadcast as much as I want to, as often as I want to. We're all busy. These are hectic times. So make sure you make your way over to churros. That's where you get the D-Spot. The spot is churros. Churros is the spot. You understand? Moving on. What else? Do I still... For every now and then, you're going to hear some background noise. Okay, that's the family, but you guys already know that. Let's finish off the game because it's worth talking about it. I think, like we said, Xabi had given his team the right sort of, you know, call it motivation, call it drive to go for this game keep up the intensity really throughout the 90 minutes, maybe not 90, maybe 80 minutes, okay? I think that the intensity was there for the remainder of the game, even though all the goals, of course, came in the first half of the game. I say that, well, 75% of the goals came in the first half. But, you know, Dembele could have scored as well in the opening of the second half. He had an excellent chance that I think Herrera must have gotten to that. And it wasn't until the end where Ricky Puig, of all people, did a Diego Maradona or a Memphis against Villarreal, I think it was, that little Paradinha stop, fake out the defender, and then put it into the back of the net. So, yeah, good for Ricky. Obviously, I think he's not... We don't see him a whole lot. I think he has over a little bit under a dozen games, around the 12, 10, between 10 and 12 games. First goal, though. And... So good for him to capitalize on his minutes, which we often see him do. So it still begs the question, you know, why are we bringing in more midfielders when we got players like Ricky Puig not getting many minutes? And he hasn't been getting many minutes under any manager. Let's be frank. Things haven't changed drastically under current head coach, but you know, so it just makes me wonder, and it makes me wonder why we get somebody like Kessi, for example, which I'm not here now to address rumors or reports, even if they are being reported by trustworthy or reputable sources and news outlets. I don't know if Frank Kessi has been signed already. I don't know if he will come. We will have to wait and see. The same for the Danish defender Christensen, right? Looks that way. And if it is that way, why? I mean, or not why, as much as what's next for an area on the pitch that we have very well covered. We've got a lot of players in the midfield. Let's not beat around the bush. We still have Busi, De Jong, Pedri, Gavi, Nico, Ricky Puig, as I just mentioned. It's an area where Barca, I think, have versatility. Did I mention De Jong? Yeah, of course I mentioned De Jong. And look, I'm not going to pretend here or sit here and pretend that I'm the Kessi expert, that I watch Milan in the Serie A, and that I know that he's a box-to-box kind of player, very versatile with a fantastic shot that could be used as maybe more in a defensive position, but also has the ability and the creativity to push this team forward and either get goals or assists and has key passes. I don't know. I think he has 6 goals. I think he has 1 assist. I don't watch Kessi that often. What's Xabi looking for? Is it a Davids type of midfielder? Is it more of a disruptive style of midfielder that he's looking for, that is quick as well to in transition, that has an outside shot, that can score goals, that's got great vision of the game. I would have to trust his judgment on this one, you know, but who will be the sacrificial lamb, let's say, in the position where we have a lot of players? That's what I wonder. And we'll see. Maybe it's Ricky. Might be. All right. Moving along. An older gentleman. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Frank.
Terrific. Tell me there, Adam Sandler listeners from his audio days, his audio, the audio, the CD days, where he did skits on CD. Those were fun. So I just digressed into talking about Kessié. I can't finish this game. This Barça Osasuna has been taking me 25 minutes. You're getting premium Barça content here, folks. Spread the word. Churros is the spot, and the spot is churros. All right? That's it. That's it. I'm done with this game. In terms of Galatasaray, like I said, it sets up the team nicely ahead of this game. Second leg again in Istanbul. Let's see what we can do against the Turks. It's going to be fierce, intimidating, but this kind of Barça against a Turkish side that is going through their worst season in their history, you have to fancy your chances, especially with this Barça, you know, that we will go through. I don't want to, you know, obviously anything can happen in 90 minutes of football, but I fancy Barça's chances. I think we will go through. I think we can do this. But maybe not. Maybe we'll be streaming on Friday going, damn, what happened? And, of course, we got the Clásico on the horizon. It's not too far. The Clásico on Sunday. So it's a must-win in Turkey after such a good win in La Liga on Match of 28. We want to head into that Clásico over at the Bernabeu with a momentum of being able to stick our chest out and say, look how we've been doing in the league. We were ninth last time we saw each other. Hello. Who's that creeping in my window? Pow! Nobody now. That's got to be us, okay? That's got to be us on Sunday. I want to win in the Bernabeu. Me cachis en la mar. I want to be winning on Sunday against Real Madrid. We have to. And in order to do that, we have to have a good result on Thursday as well to get in there with good momentum. All right. Again, I'm being blinded here. If you are putting in questions, I'm very sorry. We're coming at you with some churros action. Streaming live. Okay, it's still my intention, of course, to pimp this whole thing up, man. I mean, in an ideal world, Goody Mob, Ash the Great One, yes sir. Who's that creeping in my window? Pow! Nobody now. Good one. Got Goody Mob fans in the house. That's why D-Spot, you guys are just the best. That's why I created D-Spot. That's why I want to go back to D-Spot. So I can talk like-minded things with like-minded people. What else? Should we talk about Madrid? I don't really want to. Not gonna lie, man. You ain't got to lie, Greg. You ain't got to lie. No, I'm sticking with Barça news. Koeman. Oof. Oh, boy. Do I want to talk about this? Koeman, back in the news. Back on Dutch TV. Hey, het programma Hoge Bomen. High Trees. Ronald? What kind of programs is he on? What kind of programs is Koeman on? I like it. That could be my kind of program. High Trees. Hoge Bomen. Well, respects to the legend. I haven't heard. I'm literally just popping it across this news article now on as.com. La Porta me despidió en el avión a una leyenda. Ostras. Come on, saying that La Porta fired him on the airplane. A legend like himself getting fired on the plane. I haven't read any of this. I'm not gonna comment on this one. I will just invite Ronald Koeman on to D Spot. I would love to have an interview. Of course, I interviewed him. Hey, I'm dropping him. Let me drop a little name, okay? Let me name drop a little some, okay? This is my channels. These are my channels. It was a great pleasure and an honor to interview a childhood hero, of course, in Ronald Koeman. I did so last season when he first arrived as Barça coach. I did it for Barça TV Plus, the welcome show. If any of you guys are Barça socios and are not yet subscribed to Barça TV Plus, make sure you should. It's right. It's for free. It's for free for socios. It's only $5 a year on a Black Friday, the promotion. You missed that one. $30 a year. For all your Barça content, and you get to see me doing a whole bunch of shows. You see, doing Countdown, Barça Lives, the Culers magazine, and stuff like the Welcomes, where we welcome new players or coaches. Which is, you see, we did full circle there. This is why, the reason I interviewed Ronald Koeman, my second name, Ronald. My dad's name too. Diego Ronald Eduardo Lorraine Fernandez. Mix it up. Spices from the south with that hard veggies from the north. Tasteless veggies from the north. That's what you get. Still just that one viewer on Churros on Twitter. Hello, one viewer. I don't know who you are. Identify yourself. And ask a question. Because this, I also want to make sure that I'm involving the viewers here. That's the intention of this live stream, is to attract as many viewers and questions as possible. So far, not many questions coming in, but a lot of fun comments, thanks to Ferrer and Ash the Great One. So respects to you two on the D-Spot live stream. There's Taps in the house. Of course, Taps has to join the party. What's going on, Uncle Taps? Oh, Uncle Diego, you're calling me. I'll call you Cousin Taps. Where were we? Well, now we have a Madridista in the group, guys. We got a Madridista in the house. We might as well talk about Real Madrid in that case. Jeez, Taps. Thanks. This was gonna be just a culé party, but fine. We'll talk about your team. San Moix. Tell you what, San Moix, not the easiest place to pick up a win. So, way to go, Taps. Way to go, Madridistas. After what can only be described as truly a fascinating, a heroic, a triumphant, a glorious, a jealousy-provoking, and jaw-dropping win against PSG. Madrid continues to win in La Liga as well. Goals coming from Benitio and Banzi with the brace. They feeling themselves, boy. They feeling themselves. Not going to pretend. Yeah. Vale, tranquilo. Not going to pretend like I saw this one. I have to say, on Monday, was busy. Okay, the reason why, of course, we cannot record on Mondays any longer is because Mondays are extremely busy times. So, Monday night kickoff, Monday night football. You guys did good. San Moix, like I said, not a place where teams are able to pick up points easily, although that has kind of dropped. That was more the case last season with Atletico only picking up points there. Then at the turn of the year, I think it was Betis that also managed to get some points. And then, of course, Barça. So I might be wrong. Sam Moish might have been cursed ever since 2022 started. But again, a place where, you know, it's not guaranteed that you're going to walk away with the 3 points. And Real Madrid did so in convincing, formidable fashion. You had that big chance by Karim Benzema, Sergio Rico with the stop, and just at the 5 minute mark. But hey, Mallorca had their own chance coming at around the 11th minute mark, although not easily. Rightly taken. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go with the butchering of the English language. Excusez-moi, folks. But yeah, Madrid pretty much in control this one, besides a couple of scares in the first half. And then the first goal rather, coming in the second half by Vini Jr., putting up the away side 1-0. Vini continuing to prove that he's the real deal. And you know what, Real Madrid, you guys don't need to be greedy and pick up all the superstars. You can still leave some for other teams, like, I don't know, Man City, or why not Barca? Because how are you going to fit all these stars, Benzi, Benny, and Mbappé, in one team? It's going to be insane. It's going to be Galacticos, you know, 2.0, and nobody needs that. That's never been good for football. Benzi with the penalty, and again, he continues his hot streak, and then eventually picking up the brace a couple minutes later. My goodness, the boy is on fire. The boy is did it. He's doing it. Oh, finishing the game limping off as well. Ooh, injury scare there for Karim. I'm sure it's nothing. But Real Madrid winning 3-0 and Sam Moish. And, you know, the league is yours. The league is yours. You've got this one. You, on a platter, nobody's going to snatch it away from you. So enjoy it. Is Madrid really going to win the Champions League? And then you're going to get a dirty doblete now? Are you going to get another dirty doblete? Me cachis en la mar. Oh, my God. I hope you don't. All right, I'll just say that. It does look like it now, though. I mean, and I didn't. Who called 3-1 in the Bernabeu? Your boy D Spot did. We did it on D Spot. We called 3-1 in the Bernabeu on that return leg in the Champions League. It happened, and I'm telling you now, I can see this side winning the Champions League, dirty style. It's the only way they do it. They love to do it. They love it. Dirty doblete. Dirty double. Oh, my God. Well, on that note, we're going to end this because I've got nothing else to add on this. A 35-minute live stream coming at you on Twitter. ChurrosTacticas, @ ChurrosTacticas. For my viewers here on YouTube, on D-Spot, you can see it right there. Follow us on ChurrosTacticas. Why don't you give me a follow as well, huh? Diego Lorain. Diego Lorin. Diego Lorigne. Pronounce it as you want. You can find me @ Diego Lorigine on all the social media platforms, okay? Give us a follow. Spread the word. Be good, folks. Much love. It's been fun. Next time, Kian will be back. And like I said, I will be uploading the audio on the usual outlets, the Spotify's, the Apple podcasts, etc. Manscaped. Didn't mention them. groom your crown jewels using only one product, okay? You have to use the Manscaped. You have to. It's good. You do crown, or you grab one crown. You have 2 crowns, yes? You grab one, you put some lotion. Manscaped lotion. Then why not? Maybe, no, wait. Say, wait the other one for later. So you save it for later. Because you do a little pre and a little post Manscaped jobby. Then you grab the Manscaped machine. You shave it, you shave, you shave. Leave it nice and smooth. Very nice. Then you put the ball deodorant. It smells nice. It's smooth as eggs. You're happy. Everybody happy. Especially the crown jewels. And that, my friend, is the most important. Use the promotion code Manscaped on Manscaped. Churros. Churros. That's, I think, 3 or 4 hours. Churros. Nein, 2. 2. 2 hours. Churros for 20% off on your Manscaped product. And with that, we've come to the end. Good night. Have a very, very nice rest of the week. And bisca al Barça. Ciao for now. Pescao.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.